And joining us now, Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation. He also served as an economic advisor to the Trump campaign. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Well, I guess it's a good morning. Doesn't feel like a good morning with what's happened with the stock market, and I see that the Dow futures are down another 200 points. So this is it's turned into a bear market. And but look, my feeling about the stock market is that the U.S. economy, every indicator is positive. I mean, we got a great jobs report on Friday. The earnings reports have been fantastic for businesses. You've got confidence high. So I think what's going on here, guys, is that I think there's been kind of this overreaction that the good economic news in the real economy has spooked Wall Street because they're worried about inflation and higher prices. I think that's wrong. I learned my economics from Larry Kudlow, I guess, is coming on your show next hour. But Larry always says the prosperity does not cause inflation. And I think that's absolutely true. I think a lot of investors have this equation wrong.
Why did it take until now for the market to get spooked? All the indicators were headed in the right direction last year. They were, and this is well before tax reform got passed, on the promise that tax reform would get passed. We saw the markets doing well, and all the economic indicators heading in the right direction. GDP growth in the vicinity of 3% quarter by quarter. Why now?
Well, a couple things. First of all, you know, I made the mistake of looking at my 401k plan last night and, you know, lost a lot of money.
That explains why you're so depressed this morning.
Not to do that, right? You know, because, you know, if you go back to the start of, you know, when Trump was elected president, the market was up almost 50%. Now it's given up, you know, 15% of that in the last week or so. But still, you know, the market is still up about 35% since Trump was elected. So that's a gigantic gain. I mean, $6 trillion in wealth. Now, why did we get this sudden correction? First of all, I do think that there was a little bit of irrational exuberance. I think the markets did run a little bit ahead of themselves. And by the way, I'm not just saying that, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking. I've been saying that in a lot of my writing, that this market might be a little too hot right now. But I think what happened and spooked the market was the wage report that came out on Friday, which showed that we had the highest wage gains for workers in something like 12 years. And for some reason, Wall Street doesn't like it when workers get paid more because they think that's going to cause inflation. But this is I think, wrongheaded. I think more people working, more people earning more money, which is what we wanted when we passed the tax cut, is a good thing for businesses because it means people have more money to buy their products.
Yeah, Steve, I wanted to ask you about, to comment on a question that was made by Peter Schiff in an interview with The Street. He said that, "I don't know if the Fed has much love for Trump," and he went on to say that the Fed had the markets back during the Obama administration. "Maybe the Fed would be happy to see a bear market that could be blamed on Trump." What do you think about that?
Well, look, who said that?
This is Peter Schiff.
Peter Schiff, look, my feeling is that the Fed, look, let me just put it very simply. I don't see inflation out there. I mean, everybody's spooked about a rise in inflation, but show me it. Show me where the inflation is. Now, we've seen some increase in energy prices over the last month or two. But when it comes to the basic other things that you buy, whether it's food or whether it's, you know, computers or software, those things have actually been stable or falling in price. So, you know, I just don't see it out there. I don't see this, you know, massive increase in prices coming. Now, interest rates have risen a bit. They've risen by, you know, about a half a percentage point over the last, you know, month or so. But look, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we had, you know, 14 to 15% interest rates. The interest rates are still so low. They're still, you know, 3 to 3.5% on a mortgage.
And Democrats have been making a big deal out of the fact that the president has taken ownership of the economy, including the stock market, up until this point. And then was kind of quiet on it yesterday, obviously, as he was on a stage talking about the economy in Ohio. Two parts here. You know, what's your reaction to all of that? And two, should the president tie himself so closely to the affairs of the stock market?
Well, I always thought that, you know, it's a little risky to celebrate the stock market because, let's face it, the stock market is a roller coaster ride. But, you know, when you have a 50% rise in 14 months, it's natural for any president to take credit for that. But, look, the much more important point is the real economy, wages, jobs, earnings by company. All of these things are so positive right now. I'm bullish. I mean, I'm buying on the dip, guys. I think that right now, if you bought stocks at these prices today, given the fall that we've seen, I think people, over the long term, you're going to make a lot of money. I'm not saying the stock market is done falling. And, you know, as I said, the Dow futures are down another 200 points. What I am saying is, you know, if you're in this for your retirement fund, this is my most important message to listeners, Vince, don't sell on a down. You know, people make a mistake of selling low and buying high. You want to do the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they always tell you to do, is buy low, sell high. That's what you should do here.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yep. It sounds simple, but I don't know if it's as simple as is easy to do. That's why we need gurus like you telling us, hey, this may actually be a buying opportunity. Steve Moore, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you with us on Mornings on the Mall.
All right. See you guys. Have a great day.
It's 7:43.